The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past week, I couldn't help but think about my dad. If he would have been alive, he would have turned 100. He died last year, 1 month after turning 99. And as I thought about my dad, one of the things especially that came to mind was cards. Oh, he loved to play cards, and I played with him a lot. We'd play a game called Sheep's Head or Shopska. It's kind of like euchre. And I played that a lot, not only with him, but in junior high. We'd quick eat our lunch, and then we'd sit at a table for 20 minutes and play cards. Well, and my dad, he also loved to play cribbage. You have a board, and you have to, with the hand you're dealt, you play back and forth with each other with the cards, which you lay down. You get points for getting to so many counting. It's a little complicated, but not bad. But what amazed me was it seemed whenever I played with my dad, he knew what cards I had. And I suppose it's because he had played it for so many years. In fact, I asked him once, and he said, well, it's kind of just knowing based upon the first card that you're laying down, probably what other cards you have in your hand, and I base it on that. So that's the thing about cards, no matter what game, cribbage, hearts, spades, sheep's head or shopska, what I played in junior high with my friends, you had to have skill and you had to have luck. You know, when I watched Westerns in the 60s, they always showed that they would play poker. Now, I tried playing poker a couple times, and I don't know if it's I didn't have the skill, or I didn't have the luck, or probably both, skill or luck, but it seemed like hand after hand I'd lose. And that's kind of what the Westerns would show. Some guys would just have to keep playing, I'll win the next game. And they don't stop, and then they lost the ranch, and that's when the gunfights would start, and oh, whatever it is. But anyway, when you play cards, you have to have skill and you have to have luck. But did you also realize that playing cards like this is where that phrase comes from, playing the hand you're dealt? Getting away from cards for a moment and talking about life and that phrase, playing the hand you're dealt. I visited Mark, a gentleman who I had been seeing on and off at a nursing home. He had a stroke, about 5-6 years ago, and he's slowly recovering, and he struggles with that. Well, he also has diabetes, and this past week he had to have surgery and have to have a toe removed, and he said, boy, I just don't know why all these things are happening to me. I'd sure like to make it up to God, and I just can't seem to get ahead, and I don't like the hand I'm dealt. And it kind of fits. Sometimes that is that way. You don't like the hand that you're dealt. And you'd like to throw the cards in, whether it be a stroke, whether it be diabetes, whether it be spouse leaves you, or whether it be blindness, like a lot of us have. We don't always like the hand we're dealt. With that picture, do you realize that Jesus pulled up a chair and sat down at the table and said, deal me in? And what's amazing with Jesus, he had a jack and 3 fives and a five turned up. That's a perfect cribbage game, 29. Or ace, queen, king, queen, jack of clubs, a royal flush. Jesus always wins. But the thing is, when he rakes in the chips, he slides them over to you and me. Even when we get a 19 hand in cribbage or nothing in poker, We have nothing spiritually, and yet he gives us everything. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. Many times our hand that we're dealt isn't good here on earth. But Jesus changed all of that spiritually. Sometimes people will say, well, that's nice, but that doesn't help me now. I still have to play the hand I'm dealt. Well, do you realize because Jesus pulled up a chair and sat at the table, really now the game is changed? He helped us to realize that we're playing against the devil, the world, our sin, and that we're bound to lose. But because he won, we can play a different game now. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. You see, it's how we play the hand we're dealt that can make a difference. We're not really playing to win anymore. Jesus won. Now we're playing to catch the attention of the other losers in the game. And don't mean to be sarcastic about the other losers in the game. Everybody's a loser. You, me, the whole world, because of it, our sinful nature. Even the person who seems to have everything going right, they lose. They die, don't they? In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. When people see that you and I have a hand that has nothing, and yet we smile and aren't frustrated and try to bank it all and win it all, but are relaxed and trusting our partner in this game, Jesus, who raked in all the chips, when they see this, they ask, how can you handle all this? Why are you doing this? And we can say, well, the game is now different because our friend, our partner, he won the game. He defeated death because he rose from the dead. And he promises us life everlasting. And so now we can play the game the way he likes us to play the game. And that is doing good and serving others rather than trying to get everything we can out of life for ourselves. We live for him, for others. And that's why we can do good things even in the midst of tragedy and difficulty, because we know we've won. All the chips are piled up in front of us. Forgiveness, eternal life, salvation. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you pulled up a chair and sat down at the game of life, and that you took our cards, which was a losing hand, and you played it out, and you died for us, and that you gave us the winning hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you took our hand that was dealt us and worked it into good. And thank you now, and help us to see that we're playing a different game, not poker, not cribbage, not to win, but we play in a different way because we've already won. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.